Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Patriot Come Lately show. This is Stefan, your Patriot Come Lately, the voice of the Second American Revolution. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whenever or wherever you are listening. As someone who came to America to escape from the socialist nightmare, I am using this show to shake America awake. Join me in the next hour for constitutional conservative news and views, as well as the occasional guest. We have to rebuild that shining city on the hill by taking this great country back to the principles set forth by the founders.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever, whenever you're listening to the show. This is the Patriot Come Lately Talk Show. This is your host, Stefan, British by birth, but American by choice, and proud to be here. We've got a lot of stuff for you tonight, so I'm going to go get straight on into it. If you've seen the invitations, you know, I have a couple of special things coming up. But before we do that, some of the regular items, and I'd like to start off my show with a quote. And more recently, I've been taking quotes from Ronald Reagan's own collection of notes that he used in his speeches. And one of the things that's rather fun to do occasionally is to take the progressive own words and kind of throw them back in their face. We like to do that with King Barry, but we can also do it with other key progressives. And in this case, I'd like to quote that very well-known progressive, FDR himself, who in 1935 said, "The federal government must and shall quit this business of relief. Continued dependence upon relief induces a spiritual and moral disintegration fundamentally destructive to national fiber. To dole out relief in this way is to administer a narcotic, a subtle destroyer of the human spirit." Well, Caesar Obamas, why don't you go and listen to your great hero, FDR, that great progressive hero, FDR, and see what he says, and see if you can start thinking about taking all these people off food stamps, the unemployment, etc., instead of trying to bring down the country the way you are. The next regular feature is the countdown, and I noticed that Sean Hannity is now copying me on this. So if you listened to Sean this afternoon, or if you watched his program on Fox, you'll know that it's 111 days to the election. So 1-1-1, guys. It's coming fast. And of course, then 186 days after that, or after today, until the inauguration, when we must, and let me say again, we must get rid of King Barry. If we don't, then I'm afraid that this country is really lost. So, on to the third regular feature, the quick news. Let me just hit on a number of things. First one is some good news. It's nice to have some good news for a change. The lost treaty is lost. Yesterday, the Law of the Sea Treaty that the UN has put forward was supposed to come up for voting in the Senate for ratification. And luckily yesterday, at least 34 senators have now publicly stated that they would vote against the Law of the Sea Treaty, which means that it cannot be ratified. This is a very important treaty because it gives a lot of our sovereignty over to the United Nations. It means that we have to pay from the minerals and the oil, etc., that we get from underneath the seabed up to 200 miles out. We actually have to pay half of that to the United Nations so they can give money to third world countries. In other words, a form of tax, another form of global type of tax. Well, thank goodness, that these 34 senators have stood up and publicly said that they will vote against it, so it's made it impossible. There were some Republicans, some rhino-type people who were going to go for it, but all the conservatives and the middle-of-the-road Republicans definitely said, no, we're not going to stand for this. And so the New World Order progressives, led by John Heinz Kerry, will lose the treaty. Now, it's not dead, so it can still come back. They're not going to vote on it. It wasn't voted down. And that's the danger. They can always bring it back if they think they can twist enough arms or blackmail enough people. But anyway, we'll see. More imperial hypocrisy. And this is something I saw on the internet, which I think you may find of interest. And that is the fact that King Barry was very vocal prior to the Obamacare decision in the Supreme Court. He was very vocal in sort of telling the Supreme Court that they couldn't actually overturn the law that was the will of the people. That was, I think, the words that he uses. But somebody mentioned, but doesn't he do just that with a number of his executive orders? Doesn't he bypass the will of the people? And I thought that was a very good observation and wanted to bring that forward. I'd like to say hi to the people in the chat room. I see we have a guest there. If you're a guest, unfortunately, you can't interact in the chat room. Blog Talk Radio wants you to register and get yourself an ID before you can do that. But you can still listen along, so hopefully, and watch what goes on in the chat room when more people join us. So, more quick news. Tingles has lost his tingle. Chris Matthews, that Obama sycophant, yes, him of tingles up his leg, he had a recent rant on MSNBC, and basically he was telling Obama to tell us what his plan is. He said he is also indicating that he's actually a little fed up with all the negative campaigning, and he wants Obama to tell us what he's going to do in the next 4 years, in other words, why we should vote for him. And he was complaining that Obama is not doing a good job because he's not telling us what he's going to do. Now, remember, Chris Matthews, he's not a GOP person. It's not a Romney super PAC. This is an extreme left winger, someone who's really been in the tank for Obama, and he's telling him that he's not doing a good job. Man, I just wonder when pigs might fly. Well, that might be happening right now. But he wasn't the only one. MSNBC's been having a little bit of a bad time because Andrea Mitchell had John Sununu, the New Hampshire governor, and they had a little interaction talking about this attempt by the progressives and the King Barry's re-election campaign and the progressives and everybody to kind of pin the outsourcing of jobs at Bain Capital on Romney. And they had this little discussion. It's a little long, but I did want to let you hear it because it is rather fun. So have a listen to this.
For more on the tax cut debate and outsourcing and a lot of other issues, I'm joined by former New Hampshire Governor, former Chief of Staff John Sununu, a surrogate, of course, for the Romney campaign. Governor, it's great to see you again.
Nice to talk to you, Andrea. How have you been?
I've been very well, thank you, but here we are. It's 47-47. It doesn't look as though either of them are moving the needle. But Mitt Romney today, you just saw in Colorado, which is one of the important battleground states, making the point that President Obama has an outsourcing problem.
Yeah, he does. And the outsourcing issue really causes two problems for President Obama. One, it underscores his dishonesty. The ad they were running, which all the independent fact-checking groups have said is dishonest, ends with President Obama saying, "I'm President Obama and I approve this message." It should say, "I'm President Obama, I approve this dishonest message." And the second problem he has with outsourcing is that there is a huge amount of outsourcing which was driven by Obama policy. The money, the $500 million they gave to Fisker, created jobs in Finland. the solar energy grants they gave and created jobs in Mexico. The wind turbine grants they gave created jobs in Denmark. So the point that I think is really interesting is that the outsourcing issue underscores how few smarts there are in this White House and in this Obama campaign, that they expose themselves to the response criticism that I think, unlike what Mr. Solicitor said, is going to end up making this a winning issue for Mitt Romney.
But isn't it a winning issue for the White House fundamentally? Granted that the PolitiFact folks and the Washington Post pointed out that the president's campaign ad on that issue had a lot of questions and a lot of questionable attack lines.
No, they said it was wrong.
But,
a lot of questions is not right. It was wrong.
Okay. But the point is that isn't Mitt Romney more vulnerable than the president on this issue? Because there still is the whole question of private equity, of outsourcing. You can argue about when he left Bain Capital and, you know, whether he was still getting money from Bain Capital and what some of the companies in Bain were doing, companies that did end up working overseas and sending jobs overseas. But isn't it a bigger problem for Republicans than for the White House?
No. When you send $500 million to Fisker and it goes to Finland immediately, when you send the solar money and it goes to Mexico, when you send the turbine money and it goes to Denmark, and we can go on all day, there's $29 billion worth of purchases that came out of this administration outsourced jobs to foreign countries. Mitt Romney outsourced zero. Obama outsourced
zero?
29. Zero. He wasn't there when those issues came up.
Well, first of all, the $29 billion are not all outsourced from the administration. Because
sure they are.
A lot of those jobs still remained here. There are jobs when you do a grant, Governor, there are jobs here as well as overseas.
You're struggling, Andrea. You're struggling.
Well, first of all, these are competing claims, and we will get back to you with all of the numbers. But the point is,
let's talk about the 3% you brought up. You want to talk numbers?
Let's 3%. Talk about the Joint Committee on Taxation and Glenn Kessler in the Washington Post.
But that 3% represents the group of small businesses that create the bulk of the jobs under small businesses. They're the larger ones. So they don't create 3% of the jobs. It means 3% of the small businesses, which create the majority of the jobs. So give all the numbers.
That's not what the Joint Committee on Taxation says.
But it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They create most of the jobs involved.
That is not what Glenn Kessler with the Washington Post or the Joint Committee on Taxation said. They said that only 3% of the small businesses are correctly categorized as small businesses and are affected by this tax proposal.
That's right. But they are the bigger ones, and it's the bigger ones that create most of the jobs.
And the other point that gets lost in all of this is that even the millionaires get a tax cut up to $250,000.
You know, it's interesting that the president, again, chooses to demonstrate why he has ruined this economy. He doesn't understand why he is behind the eight ball with 8.2% unemployment. He's behind the eight ball because those people who invest in jobs that want to put money in to create jobs look at this administration and are scared to death of things like this tax and like overregulation. All he's done with what he put out yesterday is convince them that if Obama is elected, they're taking their investment money out of the country.
Governor, if you believe that tax cuts are good for the economy, why not go along with what the president suggested and support? Why aren't Republicans supporting a tax cut for the 250,000 people and less, and then come back after the election and deal with the millionaire issue?
Well, the question is why the Republicans aren't supporting that. It's why all those Democratic senators are opposing President Obama. Senator McCaskill, Tester, Conrad, there's about a half a dozen to a dozen Democrats in the Senate who will oppose this foolishness from the president. There's about five handfuls of Democratic representatives in the House who will oppose this foolishness.
Well, you're talking,
he's going to look just as bad.
That you're going to address, because you're talking clearly about Tester McCaskill, Ben Nelson. You're talking about, or Bill Nelson, rather, in Florida. You're talking about senators in close races who are clearly not going to support what the president is doing here.
Well, he's doing to his Democratic Party what he did when he sent up a budget and lost in the House by 414-0 and in the Senate 98-0. All he cares about is himself. He doesn't care about the people that support him politically. And frankly, I think this is just a repetition of a desperate act by a president who wants to create class warfare. It's why he's going to lose.
To be continued. Always a pleasure to see you, Governor.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you very much.
Best to you.
And so there we go. That was John Sununu wiping the floor with Andrea Mitchell of MSNBC. And every time she came up with something, he had the perfect answer for her. So obviously, as a Romney surrogate, which he is, he was well prepared. I hope that was by the Romney campaign, because if we can see more of this kind of rebuttal, then it's going to be a landslide in November, because that's exactly the sort of things that that we need to say, Romney needs to say. Come up with those rebuttals and come up with the arguments and show why they're wrong, and show exactly, because really, if you think about it, almost everything they do is they're actually reflecting their own issues, their own problems. They've done all this outsourcing, and the ones that John Sununu mentioned are not the only ones. There are even more coming up all the time. They talk about Bain having bankrupted some of the companies that Bain Capital invested in, but 70% were very successful. 30% weren't. Well, what percentage of the energy companies have actually gone bankrupt that have been supported by this administration? I think a very high percentage. So I just love that little piece, and I wish we'd see more of it, and that kind of thing. I think Romney is getting better and better, and as we get close to November, I must admit I'm getting more and more positive. We've still got a lot of work to do, and I would encourage all of my listeners, whether you're listening live, whether you're listening to re-recordings or rebroadcast via the Red State Talk Radio Network, whether you're listening to the recordings in the at archives.patriotcomelately.us, please get involved with your local GOP to get out the vote. We have to get every single Republican out there that we can and get them to vote. There are going to be a few of the diehards who are going to go for Ron Paul and say we really want Ron Paul, or have some other candidate that they're going to write in. We need to get as many of the Republicans out as we can, because the more we get out, the bigger the gap, the less chance there is for the progressives to steal the election, to carry out election fraud, things like that. And we really need to work hard. So get involved, folks. Get off the couch, get out of your comfort zone, and get out there. Find out where your local GOP is, find out what you can do, find out the local Romney office, go to them, offer your services on the phone, knocking on doors, putting up signs, whatever it is. We have to all do that. Okay, just want to say hi to folks in the in chat room there. I see Mary has arrived, and John Hancock is there. Welcome, both of you. Any questions and comments, as ever, feel free to put them in the chat room. I've got a little bit more opportunity to work with the chat room tonight, because I am going to have some recordings that I'm playing, and that gives me an opportunity to let the recording run, and I can then look a little closer at what's going on in the chat room. So at the beginning of the show, I was talking about the fact that the hypocrisy of King Barry telling the SCOTUS that they should not overturn a law that was the will of the people, yet he does it with his executive orders all the time. And after the upcoming break, I want to talk about that because he's done it yet again. So we'll see what's going on. And anyway, the break is coming up. So, folks, stick with me for this break, and I will be back after these messages.
Hello, Freedom Lovers. Please mark your calendar for this upcoming Saturday, July 21st, when the Freedom's Wing Show will be hosting the first ever Fatty March Parade in Washington, D.C. This is another one of our imaginary / virtual parades. If you've never been to one, you're missing out on a ton of fun. Are you tired of the government telling you what you can and can't put in your mouth? Well, now's your chance to poke some fun at them. This imaginary parade will start at the Capitol Building, work its way up Pennsylvania Avenue, all the way to the White House. We'll have floats, marching bands, protesters, celebrities, and some fabulous corporate sponsorship. You don't want to miss this. We're being co-sponsored by the Bacon Bikini Brigade, so you know it's going to be good. As a matter of fact, over here we have a float under construction, brought to you by South Park. And it appears, is that Sally Struthers?
Sally Struthers? Who the hell are you? Give me that cake.
No, this is my cake.
Yes, folks, that's just one of the things that's going to be brought to you during the Fatty March Parade. So please join us from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time at blogtalkradio.com/ Freedom's Wings.
Blog Talk Radio, also available via WRS Digital, the Red State Talk Radio Network, at redstatetalkradio.com.
And as I said before the break, I want to talk about how King Barry is bending the law again, going against the will of Congress yet again. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show, how he told off the SCOTUS and said they should not do that. They ended up not doing it. But, of course, he does it himself all the time. And the latest example is Health and Human Services has announced that they're going to issue waivers for the federal work requirement of the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. This is basically welfare. So if you need welfare, food stamps, etc., in 1996, Congress at the time, and that, of course, was our dear friend Newt, sparring with Clinton, but who initially rejected this, I think, two times, but the third time he had to sign into law this requirement that that somebody who was on welfare had to carry out certain work-related activities in order to be eligible, and the activities are defined at the federal level. The states are free to implement themselves and to do the reporting however they want themselves, but the actual activities are defined in the law. And at the time, Congress made it very clear that this list was definitive and could not be waived by Health and Human Services, and they shielded all these activities from any kind of waiver authority. They didn't want it to be written, they didn't want the law to be rewritten at the whim of Health and Human Services bureaucrats. So I was reading an article, and there are roughly 35 sections of the TANF law, but there's only one that might be waivable, and that's the only one that is. It has to do with the state's reporting, how they report how they're spending this TANF money back to the federal bureaucrats. Well, the new Obama dictate asserts because the work requirements that have been established and are listed and cannot be waived, are mentioned as something that the state governments must report in another section, and I won't bother you with all the numbers. It means, and so in other words, because those work requirements are subject to the reporting requirements, if the reporting requirements can be waived, therefore the work requirements are waived. Well, of course, that's total BS, and that makes a huge hole in welfare, because we fought very hard in 96 to get it so that people would have to do something for their welfare and not just sit around and get it for nothing. And of course, that's being totally overturned now. And if you see what will now be acceptable for working, it's absolutely ridiculous. But the important thing here is, number one, that it's being overturned is bad enough. But the fact that they're doing yet again an end run around Congress, that's what really gets me annoyed. That's what really gets me ticked off, because it's just another example of King Barry basically taking on dictatorial activities of his own and just ignoring the Congress. And this is, you know, folks, where's the outrage? Why doesn't Congress stand up and say, hey, what are you doing, Obama? You can't do that. Nobody stands up and does that. So it is a blatant violation of the law. And if you look at things like immigration, education, marriage, religious conscience protections, now we can add welfare reform. These are the list of laws that King Barry is basically saying, I won't follow. Well, what's the good of having laws if the president is saying, I'm going to pick and choose which ones I want to follow? So that's really bad. However, let's see if we've got time for this. Yes, we have quick time. Some good news, folks. Some good news. And this has to do with with Obamacare, because you may remember now, Chief Justice Roberts has decided that Obamacare is constitutional and the penalty, stroke, tax, whatever, can be levied on those of you that decide that you don't want to pay for health insurance. And that fine, tax, penalty, whatever it is, will be collected by the IRS. But reading on the internet, somebody is saying that the IRS is tasked with enforcing the new mandate in terms of that tax, does not actually have the legal authority or standing to collect penalties from individuals who choose to opt out. So you all know that if you choose to opt out of healthcare, then you've got this tax to be paid. But there is no authority in the law for the IRS to pay it. They are responsible for the collection, but all they can do is send you a letter. And according to the law, the IRS will not be permitted to freeze the bank accounts of taxpayers who choose not to purchase health insurance, nor will the agency be allowed to garnish wages. The IRS also does not have the authority to levy interest charges on those who choose not to pay the penalties. Oh, guess what, folks? Civil disobedience might actually work here. That would be great, wouldn't it? The only thing the IRS is actually permitted to do under the new law is withhold tax refunds from those that are due them and that do not purchase health insurance. So what you need to do is adjust your, I think it's the W-4 form, so that you don't get a tax refund at the end of the year and you get as much tax up front as you can get away with. Got to watch out that you don't do too much, otherwise you will get slapped with IRS penalties and ones that they can levy. But as long as you kind of work it out so you don't get any refund, maybe even have to pay them a little bit, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500, much better, because then they can't withhold the tax refund and you don't need to pay the tax penalty if you don't want to do so. And all the IRS will be able to do is send out threatening letters And there will be people who receive those letters and sort of go, oops, I need to pay. But you don't actually have to. So that's so if it doesn't get repealed, that's one very interesting thing that you need to bear in mind. Okay, and well, before we go quickly to the next break, just have a look here in the chat room. Say hi to the folks there. And, oh, I see we've lost Minnesota Girl. I see that she's had her last show tonight. Shame that I missed that. Anyway, it's time for the next break. I'll be back after these messages. If I can find the right message for you. Yeah, here we go.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-241-0546 to get your free copy now. 877-241-0546. 877-241-0546.
Listen to Conservative Republican Forum with your hosts, Steve Rosenblum and Daria DiGiovanni. We're ending the silence of the silent majority. Saturday evenings, 6 p.m. Eastern, at www.blogtalkradio.com/Stephen R. Repub. Our guests include politicians, candidates, authors, television personalities, as well as military and intelligence experts. We hope you'll tune in this and every Saturday evening and listen to our rebroadcasts on the Red State Talk Radio Network.
Blog Talk Radio, also available via WRS Digital, the Red State Talk Radio Network, at redstatetalkradio.com.
And we're back in the show. Thank you for sticking with me through that break. I promised at the bottom of the hour I'm going to kind of bring in the headliner. And this is a speech, a recording of a speech that Chris Ann Hall made recently, explaining clearly why the Supreme Court decisions on the Arizona law and Obamacare are unconstitutional. Now, some of you may know Chris Ann Hall. She was the assistant, assistant attorney, state attorney that was fired for giving constitutional lessons to Tea Party groups. She was working for a Democrat state attorney in her part of Florida at the time, and he didn't like this fact that she was doing that, and he said it was a conflict of interest, and she said, no, it's First Amendment, and she actually won that case, but she was fired, and she didn't go back. She now travels the country giving constitutional lessons and talks. If you have a Tea Party, if you've seen her, or if you haven't seen her, do try and get to see her. If you have a Tea Party group and you haven't had her talk yet, contact her. You can reach her at chrisannhall.com. Contact her there and see if you can get her. And she travels the country. A lot of the time she does it for free. I'm sure she'd appreciate it if you bring her in, if you can help her with her travel costs. But it's really well worthwhile because she has a lot of good messages to pass on. And, of course, her website as well. She has a blog and lots of very interesting information. But here is a recent speech she made called 10 Minutes for Liberty, and explains why these recent decisions are actually really bad decisions. A lot of people have been putting the spin on it and saying, well, John Roberts did this and it's good for Republicans because that. She explains why it isn't and why it's really a bad decision.
There is no victory to be found in any of these rulings. The Arizona ruling took the supremacy clause of the Constitution, the supremacy clause that says the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and transferred that principle to the federal government and said the federal government is now the supreme law of the land. And worse yet still, in the very words of Justice Kennedy, it is not the government, but the broad discretion of its agents that are now the supreme law of this land. And that is a totalitarian government, ladies and gentlemen. It's pure and simple. Kennedy actually came out and said there is nothing illegal about being in this country illegally. And the victory that they're trying to find, for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure, maybe political, is that the body of the law was maintained. The officer's right to stop and inquire. But I want you to see what has happened, because it is no victory at all. What happens now, because of what Kennedy has said, an officer can stop a person, call Immigration and Customs, and inquire if that person is illegal. And once they find that the person is illegal, they can do nothing about it. Because it is up to the broad discretion of that agent to determine whether it is in the best interest of the agency, not the government, not the people, not the law, the best interest of the agency to detain that person. There is no victory in this ruling. The Health Care Act. There is no victory in the Health Care Act ruling. They did not find that the Commerce Clause could be spread and expanded to force us to make purchases. However, they expanded the tax and spend clause to do that very same thing. Justice Roberts ruled that if they can tax you, they can not only tax you for what you buy, but for what you do not buy. He even placed in the ruling a hypothetical that if the government should pass a law that every home must have solar panels on their house, and homeowners refuse to do that, they can tax you for not putting solar panels on your house. And as long as they make that tax justifiable, there's nothing you can say about it. He said, Justice Roberts said, there is nothing unlawful. You will not be found in opposition of the law if you choose not to have health care. You simply have to pay the tax. He completely ignores the fact that if you do not pay the tax, you will be prosecuted. Not only that, what else can the IRS take away from you now? Our Congress passed almost unanimously Senate Bill 1813, which allows them to take your passport if they consider you to be significantly delinquent in your tax debt. in that law, they're also authorized to take all your firearms as if you are a felon. With no judicial ruling whatsoever, simply a certification from the director of the IRS. Period. No due process. What we have to do when we become engaged citizens here, we have to be looking at what these things do when they work together now. Let me show you the hope. Okay? George III perpetrated upon our founders stunningly almost identical situations that we're seeing today. Our founders told us that what George did to us had a happy effect. Do you know why? Because it woke the people up to their responsibility and duty to the gift of liberty. And I want to tell you that what has happened this week, these monumental decisions have had a happy effect. But we cannot run around hyped up on momentary emotion. We must now take that momentum and educate ourselves in the principles that we have to be the watchdogs for. Alexander Hamilton said in Federalist Paper 33 that when the government steps outside its bounds of its constitutional limitations, the people who have created this government, he says the government is a creature of the people, must now stand and remedy the injury that's been done to our Constitution. We must understand, first, the proper perspective. The Supreme Court is not the ultimate arbiter of what is constitutional and what is not. The Constitution is the ultimate arbiter, because the Supreme Court is merely one-third of the government. No more powerful, no less powerful than the other two, and they can act unconstitutionally the same as Congress and the President. And they have. It is now up to the people to be the sure guardians of our liberty and remedy the injury that's been done to our Constitution. And we cannot do that if we don't understand what it is that we're supposed to protect. And reading your Constitution is not going to give you that understanding. What you're doing here today will. So I commend you for taking a Saturday to devote your life, your fortune, your sacred honor, if not just for one day, to the preservation of a liberty that does not belong to us, but to our children. The second thing that we must do is we must demand that our states take back the power that they have handed to the federal government. The 9th and 10th Amendments demand, number one, the 9th Amendment demands, and you will see today, that all of the rights belong to the people. All of the time, all of them without reservation. Whether they are enumerated or not, they belong to the people. The 10th Amendment says all of those that have not been delegated to the federal government belong to the people through their states. You will also learn that only 4 powers have been delegated to the federal government, which means everything else belongs to the states. It is now incumbent upon the states to exert their sovereignty, to stand up governors, legislators, city council members, county commissioners, sheriffs, to stand up and say, these laws are unconstitutional, the federal government has no power to exert unconstitutional law on us, and we will not comply.
Okay, so some interesting points there that Chris Ann brought up. And so just before the break, what I liked was the fact that the states need to exert their muscle, and that will be happening slowly but surely, maybe too slowly. But the other thing that was interesting, she talked about the pieces of the puzzle coming together. And after the break, I want to play another piece of Chris Ann talking at a different meeting, and then also talk about another piece of the puzzle coming into place, something that we have to watch out for. But and then we'll talk about the states perhaps exerting their muscle and getting a little stronger the way they should. So stick with me through the break. I'll be back again after these messages.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-943-9167. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-943-9167. $99 installation charge. Every 6-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-943-9167. That's 1-800-943-9167.
And now, Patriot Come Lately with a conservative minute.
In the last couple of weeks, King Barry and his cohorts have been trying to assassinate Romney's character through innuendo and lies. And yet everything they bring up turns out to be a reflection of their own shortcomings. They call for transparency, asking for Romney's tax returns, yet his surrogates still refuse to release their own, and we all know about King Barry's millions spent sealing his own records. They mention Romney's foreign investments, conveniently omitting that people like Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz, Princess Pelosi, and John Heinz Kerry have significant investments abroad. Finally, they lie to tie Mitt to outsourcing of jobs by Bain after Romney left for the Olympics. But maybe our dear leader has a point. The top man is always accountable, even if not involved in day-to-day operations. Does that mean we should impeach Holder or Obama for Fast and Furious?
You can listen to the Patriot Come Lately live on Tuesdays at radio.patriotcomelately.us or to rebroadcast on the Red State Talk Radio Network at www.redstatetalkradio.com.
This is the Patriot Come Lately Show, coming to you on the internet via Blog Talk Radio. Also available via WRS Digital, the Red State Talk Radio Network, at redstatetalkradio.com.
Thank you for sticking with me through the break. This is Stefan, your Patriot Come Lately, on the air in the final part of the Patriot Come Lately show. Thank you for joining us. We just listened to that great speaker, Chris Ann Hall, and I thought she was very clear there, had some great ideas about things. Of course, not easy to do, and we're going to have to work hard. She was at another meeting, and one of the things that we're up against, we sort of think all the time, you know, the Pelosi's, the Harry Reid's, the Obama's, the progressives, but sometimes we're up against our own people. Because here's a meeting she was at, and there was a congressman, a Republican congressman called Paul Gosar, I guess he must be a rhino, speaking. And guess what happened in that? This is, in some ways, this is absolutely unbelievable. So have a listen to this. And then Chris Ann Hall is going to chime in, as well as someone that I'm also proud to say that I have met, that's an acquaintance of mine, which is Stephanie Scruggs, who is involved in the 9/12 movement, but also in many other patriot type organizations. So let's have a listen here. And here it comes, hopefully, taking a while to come in.
Folks, be careful what you tread here, because if all you're going to do is stand just for the Constitution and then nothing less, you will lose. We have to have the Constitution, but a plan to get back.
Okay, why would they lose if they stood for the Constitution?
Because not everybody,
too far to go?
Not everybody believes in the Constitution. You have 50% of the people. That's why
you think 50% of the people don't believe in the Constitution?
They don't believe in personal rights.
They don't. But that's why you have to instill this and have a strong.
But you cannot abandon the Constitution. You cannot. And you cannot compromise the Constitution. And you have to put the Constitution first. It is the supreme law of the land. There is no compromising the Constitution. That is why we are where we are. Because we've had a house that's thought that we can compromise the Constitution and its principles to get us some security, and people are not standing for the liberty, and now we've traded liberty for something that is temporary, a security, and now we're at the position where we're fighting for it back because we have not put liberty first. We have not put the Constitution first. We cannot equivocate. We cannot set aside the Constitution because we have a segment of the population that doesn't care or is ignorant about it. That's their problem. And as people who have taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution, that's what must be first.
Let me get Stephanie in there.
Chris Ann's absolutely right. The fact of the matter is that we are already slaves. Now, I don't care if 50% of the people are content
with
being slaves.
That's a big word, Stephanie,
slaves. I am not. Absolutely.
Okay, why? What's your definition then?
The government has taken away all five planks of the First Amendment. I can't speak freely. My church cannot preach freely. Every single one of the five planks of the First Amendment is gone. The Ninth Amendment is gone. The Tenth Amendment is gone. It's not just Obamacare. It is the constant barrage, the theft of our liberties. If you have no liberty, you have no individual sovereignty. And if you cannot control the aspects of your own life, you are a slave. I don't care if 50% of the people are good enough for that. It's not good enough for me. And it is not good enough for my children or their children or in future generations. And I will fight to my death to restore freedom and liberty.
And that was a very strong speech there from both Chris Ann and Stephanie Scruggs. One of my objectives in running this show is to do education, and I hope you don't mind. Occasionally, there are other people out there that say it a lot better than I can, and so just playing these recordings to help educate you. And go to Chris Ann's site. I know the 10 Minutes for Liberty is out there. Share that on your own social media. Email your friends, your enemies, your family. Share that one with them because we really need to get this message out. And I promised you, as we get to the final minutes of the show, one final piece of the puzzle, and that is another executive order that was recently signed where the King Barry takes over communications. Well, it allows the government to take over communications. A lot of people say, well, what's new about that? I mean, we had that previously. If something happens, big natural disaster or some man-made disaster, we get attacked, the government has to be able to take over communications. That's been there. There have been executive orders under different presidents, but they were always related to military and government-type communications. The latest one that King Barry put in there actually has introduced taking over all communications, and it's basically at the discretion of the president. So it's not Congress that decides. It's at the discretion of the president, and he can just say, okay, we've got an emergency, I'm going to take everything over. Emergency might be that Mouchel has eaten too many hamburgers, and then he can take over everything. So very, very dangerous. And Chris Ann says, you know, take all these different parts of the puzzle. That, together with NDAA, basically means that the government can just take over everything. Anyway, so if you want to find out more, Chris Ann has a website, chrisannhall.com. It's chrisannehall.com. And for those of you in the chat room, I'll type it in there. But if you just hang on at the end of the show, because I've got to watch the clock here, as soon as we get into the final music, I'll type in her website for you. I want to say thank you for joining me. Next week is our 125th episode. I'm going to try kind of a mini milestone. I'm going to try and see if I can get something special for that, but don't know yet, so I'm not going to promise anything. But do try to join me next week. Look forward to having you come, and I think it's now pretty much time for the show to end. And there's the music, so I'll say TTFN, thanks for joining me, whether it was live, whether you're listening to the recordings or the rebroadcastings, do join me again. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Patriot Come Lately Show. Please take what you have learned and share it with friends and family. Better still, tell them about the show so they can listen too. Remember to support the advertisers on the show. It helps keep this show on the air, and I thank you for that. I'm looking forward to joining you on the next show. Until then, keep spreading our message. Goodbye, and God bless America.